Hello and welcome to the latest episode of The Bus Factor.
Hello, hello, hello.
Episode 4 now, I think?
Yeah, I think we're up to 4, amazingly.
Amazing. How have we lasted so long?
Yeah.
And we're all booked for sponsorship up to 2020, so sorry for anyone who wanted to sponsor.
Yeah. Well, first off, I think we should thank our intro music man.
Yes.
PLO by Vingabus.
Legally obligated to thank him, but we'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll do everything that we have to that is legal.
Mm-hmm. So first on the agenda today, I'm just looking at the show notes. Buses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about buses, Stephen?
Well, you know, have you ever thought that like maybe $2 coins are the buses of foot traffic?
I'm not sure what analogy you're trying to draw there.
Well, they make people stop. If you're walking and on the ground you see a $2 coin, you'll stop and look at it. Like, if a bus was driving towards you, you'd stop. Right?
Okay, that's... yeah.
So, for our viewers out there, you can't see it, but...
Well, you could if we had a better camera.
Which we don't, unfortunately. That's next on the list, though. We have actually glued down a $2 coin. See where that guy's walking right now? Oh, yes!
Oh, yes! Oh, my God. That makes it sound like you planned that. It's on the stream.
Okay, we got him. Okay.
It sounds like you timed that.
That we did time that well, but that was just coincidence. We've been steering for the last half an hour. Oh yes, we're gonna add a counter for people who stops to pick up the glued down coin. I haven't done this before. Coins. It's one of those things you hear about all the time, but I've never actually done, and so I feel good. He didn't get it right. Do you reckon he got it?
Nah, probably not.
Probably not. Yeah,
it was way too quick.
Yeah, he was just.
Oh, we need it.
Grabbed it.
Drag that down. There.
Coin stoppers. He's just you haven't configured it perfectly, but she'll be right, mate.
Well, we can fix it up.
Okay. Yeah, we're just adding the coin stopper thing. So for those who thought we were only about buses, no, we're actually also about people stopping to pick up coins that are glued down.
The reason
is it's a slow news week this week. It's not much news, so we make our own news, picking up coins. How's it working there, Hugh? He's configuring the coin stopper to me. He's done an okay job. Increment it to 1. Come on, just increment it.
Oh, yeah.
This is fine.
What do we call that?
It's 5, yeah. Okay, so we're just incrementing this. We got 1 coin stopper. No one else.
Live demos.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of hard to read there. Oh, I suppose it's all right.
Yeah, you get the idea. You can see this one now.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that was good. Did you see that? When as I was talking about it, someone stopped to pick it up?
It made it seem like it was staged.
Do you reckon? Oh, I guess it's different for me because I've been staring here watching people not pick it up for the last hour. So having someone actually pick it up, I was just like, oh my goodness.
But yeah, to all the listeners, they'll just be like, you just
said it was not staged.
It's
though.
A thing. It's and staged. Some guy picked it up.
Well, hopefully we have many more through the day. So buses. Is this guy going? No, okay, he's not. We got walkers as well. So we're hoping, of course, that we get red light runners, people killed by buses, maybe a biker kicked off, I don't know. We're hoping for that as well.
But in the
absence of that, we've also got the coin, so hopefully that'll give us enough entertainment as we
We've tried to control the pigeons this week, but they were in a coup against us.
In a coup against us. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Been working all day.
Yeah. Okay, do we... What are we going to talk about? Do we want to just watch buses for a bit, or do we want to jump right into some of the news of the week?
What news do we have?
What news do we have? We've got buses mainly.
Yeah.
Now, after last week's fiasco where someone didn't go in order, did you want to proceed in order this week?
Well, I tried to ask you before, and you were like, oh, why don't we just go in order?
Why don't we just go with whatever order the world takes us on, bro?
And, seems like you, again, don't want to go in order.
I'm fine with going in order. Okay, what's top of the list there? We have written down Git and
Well,
SVN.
Which side are we starting on? The bus side or the security side?
Oh, we can't start with that bus story. We do have a bus story coming up. It's a very good story, actually. Yeah. We've even got video for you guys in the stream.
It was hard. Only one video, because,
Because there was only one video to watch.
Well, there's the other one.
What other one?
Well, the photo.
The photo?
The aftermath. you know,
of the second story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. We could put that in, but that's a lot of effort. The first story is the main one, though, right?
It's probably not too much effort. We could probably just even overlay it on this current.
It's a bit of effort now. We should have done this earlier if we wanted to. Oh, look, these guys, come on. Come on, that guy's bouncing a ball. He's going to look down as he bounces the ball. Come on. Yeah.
The young ones as well.
Come on.
Oh, look at it.
Just look down.
Oh,
rude. They're not looking down. Oh, jeez.
Liam called me out.
Called you out?
Yeah, I stole that joke.
Oh, you stole the joke. Jeez, I thought that was original.
Nah. It was at one point.
Fair enough. it was me who coined putting the coin down as well. Fuck, I fucked that up. we'll call that an original joke, won't we? Because no one else has said it quite like that before.
Yeah, I suppose so. Right, so yeah. Top of our list
is the Git exploit, which is it's actually kind of interesting. So this one was patched, someone said 3 months ago, which is a long
I think
time.
It was 2 months when I checked. So there was a release of it. And
release of Git.
Well, Git LFS.
Yeah, which is not part of the core Git, but kind of is.
There's a repo for Git LFS?
Yeah, okay. So this is a bug in the Git LFS stuff whereby you can specify the configuration of an LFS Git repository, and you specify it with a URL, but you can just say //o /proxy/shell/mabox, please. And then when Git, when you do a clone, Git will automatically clone that repository, and then try to check out the LFS object and shell your box.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So yeah. I was reading up about that guy's other findings. So
the guy is Yoshern, by the way. Joechern. Yoshern.
Yeah, I've no idea how to pronounce it.
I looked up a video that a talk he did at a conference beforehand that he said his name at, so that's how I looked it up. I'm probably still saying it a little bit wrong.
Right. But yeah, I was looking through his previous, so he did that through the bug bounty program for GitHub.
Oh, really?
And he'd actually done quite a few other things on a similar vein. So mm-hmm. You used to be able to do just generic SSH options, and I guess
in Git?
With the LFS plugin. Yeah. And he didn't click to the proxy command one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. He's got a bunch of money from it.
Yeah, he deserves it as well. It's a pretty sweet bug. It's like a really old, I guess. Not the bug, but the kind of class of bugs where you don't escape a command.
I mean, even in his write-up, he like mentioned a CVE from like 2008.
Yeah.
He was just like,
it's a good bug anyway. And he found, so it's exploitable in GitLab, because if you run GitLab, you can tell it to clone a repository and it'll clone that up. So if you guys saw the GitLab announcement recently, that was related to this. Also exploitable in SVN, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I think I saw that because they've got an SVN to Git bridge.
Yeah.
It's probably exploitable in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So that is one interesting part, is that it might be one of these bugs that sticks around for a while. Because if you're like, oh, I don't need to patch my Git, but you happen to be running something that checks out of a Git, like anything Capistrano-based, I don't know whether we'll be able to see like any Capistrano-based system.
Just has a whole nother kettle of fish with problems with it. But
yeah, it's probably. But, you know, it might be interesting to see kind of. It's one of those useful tricks that might be in your toolbox if you're a pen tester or other nefarious person.
You know, you can't use Capistrano without agent forwarding.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not possible.
It's good.
I don't know.
Forward your fucking agents, mate. Just don't ever SSH to a rooted box. You'll be fine. Kind of in the same vein as this, right? Just don't check out stuff that you don't know what it is, and then you'll be fine.
I mean, who checks out stuff that they don't know what it is?
Yeah, it's not like Git's used for checking out other people's code or anything. Fucking so.
I have to say, that
dude's pretty nifty looking down there, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
Is he cosplaying, or is he just like a hip? No, I think he's just hip.
I think he's hip.
I just think he's hip.
And in the camera, he looks kind of like a sailor, but like in real life, he looks like a gangster.
Is that a necklace he's wearing? Or is
I
it
think
just
it's
a shirt?
A necklace.
Like with a big cross? Or is that just...
Enhance our tech.
We're just looking out the window because that fucking camera can't... I feel mean. No, we're just making fun of people now. This isn't very fun. We can make fun of people as they pick stuff up, but not like someone's dress sense. Oh, yeah, so when we put it down, you got super glue all over his fingers. So his girlfriend's not going to be happy because, you know, glue fingers. That's the Git story anyway. That is kind of good. Kind of nifty. Patchy Git, I guess.
Have any of us been on a bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I catch buses.
I don't catch them regularly, but semi-regularly. When I'm in Sydney, I tend to catch buses because I've got to go places where the trains don't run. Trains
coins
are much better.
Coins are required for buses.
That's not hardly. Actually true. Not in anywhere that like has any semblance of 21st century about them.
Actually, when I was in Perth one time, I tried to pay for a bus with a coin and they just gave me the dirtiest fucking look ever.
Did they let you?
Yeah, they let me. I had like the exact change, but they just hated the fact that I was paying with cash and they had to like use their brain to like engage and count. And I'm like,
well, it is annoying. Like, I think a lot of buses here won't let you do it at peak times. Is that right?
How are the buses? How are the seats on the buses?
They're fine. They don't smell like anything. Smell like nifty bus smell.
Here in the capital of New Zealand, they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. I would say stop catching buses with people who suck.
They run red lights all the time.
They do run red lights, which hopefully we'll see some.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like I said, I think Friday is just a bad day for having
they've buses caught on to us.
Yeah, we're trying to invest in something that'll let us listen to their radio. If anyone knows how we can listen to their radio, like, let us know. Maybe, like, someone wants to steal a bus and give us the radio from it, go ahead.
There are actually some good bus drivers, right?
Oh, yeah. Is this a lead-in to the next story?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take this. There are some good bus drivers. Yeah. Not always common, but there are good ones.
Yeah, so let's go out of this capital city into another capital city.
Is it the capital? I've never actually thought about it. Okay, so it must be.
Are you for real?
I've just never thought about it before.
If anyone's heard of the country of England and happens to know what the capital of that is.
Okay, fine. Okay, I guess that makes sense. You know how occasionally a country has a capital you wouldn't expect? New Zealand's a good one. So is Australia. You're like, capital of Australia, Sydney. No, it's not. Capital of New Zealand is Auckland. No, it's not.
It used to be.
Yeah, it did. It did.
It also used to be Wellington.
It went Wellington, Auckland, Wellington?
Yeah. Retarded. Not sure why. Probably same flag debacle.
Yeah. But over in London, there's a funny story recently. Funny, it's not. It's kind of funny.
It might have been Dunedin. Was it Dunedin?
The capital?
Yeah. Some guy's just saying Dunedin.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Dunedin as well. Who knows? Who keeps track?
I think people do.
I mean, yeah, but not us. We don't keep track. And clearly no one in the chat does either. I think it was Dunedin. No, it was Dunedin, but I think it was Dunedin.
Well, anyway.
London.
Oh, yes, we got one. Yeah,
I'd say that's long enough to be a read.
Jesus, shall we like rename some of these? I think it's three.
It's three, yeah.
Yeah.
We should rename them, but we'll do that tomorrow next week. So we got one coiner and one red light runner.
We can keep the coin stopper for next week. It might still be there.
Oh, not a week. That'd be a long time. If it is, we'll do it. But okay.
But so what happened in London?
You know how when you're jogging, you're just jogging.
For and then you, those people that do jog.
Yeah. And then you want to murder someone? Have you ever had that?
Wait, what?
When you're jogging.
And you want to murder someone?
Yeah.
I've heard there's a...
Runner's rage, is that what you're thinking?
Runner's rage. So it does actually sound kind of scientific. So like you're running and your blood sugar goes down and get angry.
As a diabetic, I'm like well aware of the kind of like blood sugar anger interaction.
All the time.
That was anger.
I thought that was a pterodactyl.
An angry pterodactyl.
Yeah. Dinosaurs aren't extinct. We actually have a pet pterodactyl in our office. Oh, there he goes again.
Well, supposedly this is not runner's rage. The runners of London have said that he...
Someone missed the runner because they're on Wiki trying to work out what was the capital. Oh, this guy.
Oh, nah. He's easy. Oh. Yeah, well, Dunedin wasn't the capital. See, I knew. No one keeps track of it. Wikipedia does. No people do. The runners of London have basically said that this
not
guy,
the red light runners.
Just no, the joggers.
I think we should call joggers because that's
joggers.
The
because runners. Yeah, there's a name clash here.
Yeah, it's the title joggers, of our story.
They basically said that no, it's bullshit. It wasn't runner's rage. This guy's just a cunt. So we've got a video for you. So those of you on the stream switch to the video now, and we're going to look at a video of the jogger trying to murder someone.
All our listeners will be watching the stream, right?
Some will just be all tabbed and doing other stuff,
I suppose. But yeah, make sure you're watching the stream now, not just listening, and we're switching to a video.
We'll commentate it, though, because people might be listening to the audio later, so let's have a look.
And here we are.
Here we go. Jogger, you see him jogging? Okay, and... Do you see that? Do you see that? Person almost died. We're gonna watch it again. Slowing down.
Just pushes in front and almost gets run over on the head of a bus.
Look at the reaction of that bus driver. Holy crap. That's an inside shot of a bus. First inside shot of the bus on the bus factor. It's the first time it's ever happened. So there we are. Should we watch it again?
Yeah, we can.
One more time.
Should we wait for the red light?
Okay, let's wait for the red light.
It might happen. I'm feeling hopeful.
Yeah, but you know, that guy, he tried to murder people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Oh, that walker was
this guy.
Nah. Easy. He's good. He's good as.
Close. We should have one for Orange.
No, there'd be too many, and they all happen. So let's watch the video again. Here we are. Watch him. And my favorite part is the bus. If you watch the bus.
Yeah.
Look at the reaction time. That's insane.
And he's like right next to a truck as well.
She almost died. She almost died, and the bus driver was just insane good reactions.
So this guy, he did this a couple of months ago.
I think 2 or 3 months ago, yeah.
And the police were looking for him for 2 months.
Yeah.
He actually ran past the woman.
15 minutes later on the way back.
And she tried to stop him, but he was like, no, fuck off, and just kept on running. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
He just showed no care. But yeah, they were looking for him for 2 months, but this week they
put the video out, I believe, and I think that was what triggered him being caught, I guess.
Yeah.
So this video just got released. So it goes
probably
to show.
One of his friends there were just like, dude, what the fuck did you do?
Did you just fucking murder someone?
So if you look at the video closely, so our whole office has looked at this.
Oh, yeah. So someone said
that potentially
she tried to trip him.
Yeah. So it might have put out the leg.
No, he kicks her leg, right?
Well, look at the slow motion.
Yeah, no. So it looks like what happens is he pushes her and her leg flings out because she's like, oh, I'm being pushed.
I'll go for that.
Yeah, I don't think that was...
I mean, even if she's tripping him up, I don't think... pushing in front of a bus is good retaliation. That's a close fucking call, though.
Yeah, it's crazy how... Like, it's weird to think about how close you are to death all the time. I mean, this intersection's a good example. People almost die here a lot.
No one's interested in that coin.
Oh, yeah, well... Like, that's why I was so excited when that guy actually happened. It was because it was like, oh, snap.
So Liam's asked if Wellington buses have radios that you can tune into.
They have radios.
We've looked into this.
Yeah. We don't know the frequency, and we don't know whether they're analog or digital.
Yeah.
We do have a lot. We currently have two SDRs currently plugged into this laptop because we were doing FM broadcasting for a while. You used to be able to listen locally on FM.
And then we got lazy and then stopped doing it.
Well, we changed the audio and the audio became hard. Remember when we spent like half an hour trying to get the audio working?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Turns out GNU Radio, not so good on Windows. I don't think it's good on Linux either, but also not good on Windows.
So the story with the buses. So you see here, they're called Go Wellington buses now. There's a couple of other brands, but
like,
it's
what's that
mainly
one?
Go Wellington.
What's the purple one? Because the orange is Airport Flyer.
Oh, yeah.
Purple is something
else. This guy.
Oh.
And I'm going to count that.
I don't know if I count it. I'll let you count it. If a guy had it gone, but...
I
thought that guy was going to pick it up. He kind of looked back. I couldn't see his face.
So Go Wellington, main bus company in Wellington, used to be called Stagecoach Wellington.
We had really big
red buses.
We have the old radio station for Stagecoach, which might actually still be in use, but when we tried it...
Radio station frequency.
Radio frequency, okay.
Makes it sound like you tune it on your FM radio.
Well, you can, kind of, because it'll just be probably narrowband FM, I'm guessing. So you kind of could.
Get
a band extender, you'll be right.
But yeah, we did try doing that.
Could it just be no one was talking when we tuned in?
We were going to do that all day.
We were going to do it all day, but we were too busy gluing down coins. So
yeah, we were just going to have it playing in the office.
Yeah. We really do want to tune in. Because it would be really interesting to see if they're like, oh, those cunts in the fucking office are at it again. Remember not to go through lights. Because we get excited and we point when... You can't see it. We start jumping up and down when they go through red lights. We're pointing. We're screaming.
Oh, we could get like a reverse camera 1 week.
Yeah,
and behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, do we have any confidential information? We probably do. We have like a bunch of Indiaid stuff behind us. So I don't think it's a really good idea.
Hang a sheet. Oh, I reckon this guy. This guy.
Whoa, easy. That guy.
I'm going to call that two.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good day for it. We got people picking up the coins. We got fucking buses going through red lights. That's good. I reckon it's going to taper off, but yeah. It is good so far.
I've stopped watching the coins. See, now we've got too many things. We should have done it other poll.
No, because then buses would have blocked. Oh, I guess they wouldn't have. Yeah, so we're thinking about doing it by the ATM. Oh my God, would the ATM have been a really good place to do it? Because every person who goes up to the ATM would just be like, yo, fuck it. And then they have to stand there and use the ATM while being embarrassed about picking up the coin.
Do we have a goose here?
Oh, just
not a, not just a golden goose.
Could be just a goose. Could just be a duck, though.
Could be a duck.
For those who don't know, a goose is when they go that way and try and turn around this. You can't. Can we move this? You can't exactly see it. Oh, there we are. So you see how that is quite a sharp bend there? That sharp bend is hard to turn around.
Duck.
He's a duck.
That is a duck.
So if they try and turn around that sharp, sharp corner there, it's a goose. The bus that does it, golden goose.
Yeah.
We've only seen one of
that's
those.
That's actually the reason why we came out. Oh, we should have got the golden goose previous footage.
Oh, I have got it, but it's like, if we had a, I mean, I can, it's not worth it. Screw it. Go back and watch last week's episode if you want to see the golden goose. It happens at around 50 minutes in.
Yeah, I think you can time it by watching the red light runners count go from 3 to 5 because the golden goose causes 2 red light runners.
Does it cause 2 red light runners? Okay, it's around there. It's around that switch. You'll be defined it. You love it. Besides, it's part of the fun is watching and.
And we start talking about golden gooses afterwards.
Yeah, if we're talking about golden gooses, it's happened. Oh, what about this guy? He's got a dog? Nah. Nah.
Did you think the dog would want the coins?
No, he just
might
have been looking at
the coins. What's the dog going to do with money?
Buy dog treats?
How much money did we put down here? Oh, we've got another
$2,
duck.
Right? $2.
Or is it a goose?
No, that doesn't count as either. That's a bus dude, right?
Oh, I guess it's technically a bus. Yeah, is it a bus?
No, but it's a bus dude. It's a bus dude.
Like, would you legally...
Yeah.
What's the legal distinction here? Because that's a bus only.
He needs to like pick up buses who go down a bus only lane and get caught. Like it would be dumb to like.
Imagine.
Like, I think if like a law gets in the way of like functioning society, you probably need to redo that law. And that law definitely would. So
yeah,
get rid of it. I reckon. I just really want someone else to pick it up now. After that really good one, we've only had one. And it was look down.
Oh, what's that man? What?
She didn't look down. Oh. I just really want it. So good.
We got a picture from my friend.
Picture from your friend. Of them watching the Bus Factor.
From bed, it looks like.
Damn, nice bed.
Yeah, that.
I wish I had a bed like that.
That looks like quite a girly room.
Yeah, it does. I once saw someone's bed. They just had a mattress on the floor and they had fairy lights all above it and it looked super badass.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of getting a set of stars to put on my ceiling.
You know, like the glow-in-the-dark ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm a 3-year-old.
My grandma's had them all over the roof and I'd always look at them and be like, yeah, stars, how cool. But then you'd wake up in the night and they wouldn't be glowing anymore and I was like, how does glow-in-the-dark work? I was clearly a dumb kid, but you know.
Yeah.
It was very cool to look at.
Context for this is I've just recently got a telescope and I thought it'll be...
That's why you wanted to do it?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You can see the stars.
You can see the stars with your eyes.
Yeah, but you can't see like Saturn's rings and Jupiter's moon.
That's not a star. Those aren't stars.
Oh, I suppose. Sometimes dealing with...
Just being correct.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. Should we have a look? What's next in our story? We've done Gideon SVN, the London bus jogger chaos run where he was trying to kill people.
Oh, there was one.
Oh, yeah. Was it? I wasn't looking. Hey, we gotta turner. Increment that counter.
A turner in.
5? That's crazy that we've got up to 5 so far. We haven't had a run this good in, like, what, like a month? Right?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
This early?
Like,
since we first started. Maybe it's because we have the blinds fully down today.
Yeah, but we had the blinds fully down last time as
did
well.
Did we, though? Okay, well, fine.
We might have had this, like, less open.
Yeah, we might maybe less or more visible at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, someone's got the golden goose.
Someone's took a screenshot for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. Thanks to the Holo Patrol.
I got some angry messages saying, read the chat, read the chat. Which I think we're reading the chat.
So, yeah, I guess people can just watch the Golden Goose. It's too hard to integrate now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, fuck it. Screw it. All right, let's look. What's the next thing on the list? PostgreSQL. This one's just a little bug. A few bugs, isn't it?
Yeah, so there were three recent security bugs in the PostgreSQL.
Really? It's a project having
How
bugs.
How do you pronounce PostgreSQL?
I normally just say PostgreS.
Yeah.
I think that's the common one, PostgreS. Because I even just write it PostgreS most of the time.
Yeah.
PostgreS. What about SQL? How do you say SQL?
I normally say SQL.
Not SQL?
You might say SQL. It depends who you're talking to. Because some of my friends would say SQL, and just to avoid...
You kind of... What do you call it? Code matching, where you copy what the other person says. Sudo?
Don't get me started. So my dad actually used to call... Well, probably still does. Linux. Linux.
Yeah?
And so throughout my... preteen and
you called it Linux.
I called it Linux, and I got told up, and I'm like, nah, like Linux. My dad told me it's this.
Head knows my dad.
Back then, my dad was like always right. Turns out he was wrong.
Well, his name's Linus, right? Like that was where the name came from. It was Linus.
Well, it came from the Minix system, and then this guy doesn't have lights on. Oh, is he shut down?
Which guy? Are you talking about this guy?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
I think he's shut down. Dave actually had a word for this.
There's a word
I
for
think
it?
His
we need a word for it.
His
oh my god, that's the worst place to down. Break down. Oh, his trolleys have no they have they? Is he because he went out to
I
fix
think,
that.
Yeah, I think his trolleys have fallen down.
Don't they have a backup battery for this thing? Yeah, so see how he's can you guys see on the video? You can't so he's the long spindly things on the back, he's resetting them to go on the track. So they just fall off the track sometimes.
So there is a backup battery, but you have to pull them down before it gets engaged. It's like that.
Oh, seriously?
Well, like if you're driving along when they're not connected, they're just like flailing about.
So it's like a force unit. Yeah, so what he's done is he's pulled
them
down.
That classic engineering problem. You can't start the engine without the door being closed.
Yeah, okay, so he's pulled them down. And you get to see he doesn't have big dangly things sticking up, and he switched it back up.
But they are folded down. So now they're on...
It's on backup battery now.
Battery, and I think there might be some diesel in it. So it's all just backup battery.
Yeah, okay, this explains, because I was once on a bus, and it all went out. And the guy was... I was just like, why don't you switch to backup battery? I didn't say that. I just thought it. Clearly the reason was he was lazy and was like, I'll just wait rather than put the things down. So this is a good run. So if we get the buses, there was only two there.
Oh wow!
Jeez,
not many buses tonight.
Yeah, slow bus. What is the time? How fast? There should be more. Time's flying, isn't it? Time flies when you're watching people pick up coins on the ground.
Someone thought it was called PostgreSQL. No, we're talking about PostgreSQL, the
PR
database system.
Yeah, the
not
SQL.
I'm going to call that. He wasn't quite over.
Okay. He was going quite slow, yeah. I feel maybe we're just being more like lenient in our red light runners.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, it is running
we've
red
had
light.
Two bad weeks.
Yeah, so we really need those numbers. The KPIs and whatnot. So what were the bugs anyway? Because we started talking about it. Got distracted. What were the bugs?
I think someone's in the chat, you know? Apparently we're going to pronounce it GNU.
GNU/Linux. Yeah. GNU/screw off. If I had my way, all my Linux systems would have zero GNU in them. Like, GNU makes the system worse, not better. Like, FreeBSD, some of the BSD guys have, like, just been like, we're going to get rid of GNU. Like, we don't use Clang anymore, right? We don't use GCC anymore because it sucks. Like, Clang is way better. That's not entirely true.
GNU is just quite old.
Yeah, they tend to be like bad products. Oh, dude, they just look down, dude. Dude, turn around and look down. Look at him. What is he? He's so close.
Are you listening to the bus factor?
Just down.
Oh, he might be listening to the bus factor.
Really?
Come back here. Come back. Flick your jersey over your shoulder several times.
If you're listening to the bus factor.
Oh, he stopped.
He's looking.
Stop flicking your jersey.
He's so close to looking down.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, we just didn't even watch that red light.
Just look down. Just look down. Oh. he's smiling. What is... he was waiting for friends. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, man. None of the friends wanted to look.
Jeez. Okay, we tried to talk about the... Let's get these Postgres bugs.
Right, Postgres bug. So I think the first one was if you're using libpq as your, like, connector.
Which everyone does, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
This is the client-side connector library.
And you send a password with nothing in it.
Like an empty password.
Empty password. That's commonly used for, like, locking an account.
Disabling account, yeah, yeah.
LibPQ just doesn't handle that. But if you use a different connector, like there's some out there, I don't know any off the top of my head. Do you?
Yeah, no idea. No.
And you send an empty password, you just get logged in.
Yeah, so the empty password meaning disabled account, that's all implemented client side. The client is the one that's like empty password means disabled. So this is kind of niche, I guess. Like I don't run a lot of Postgres. And when I do, I don't tend to manage, like, the user account stuff in Postgres. I have no idea about it. Like, yeah. It's tied to Unix accounts somehow. I don't understand it.
Well, you can enable the not user. It's so annoying when it's like that because it makes it hard to create new users.
Yeah, like, I don't know how to manage Postgres. Yeah.
From a user that has the login. I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess if you're running Postgres and you happen to be doing this, then sucks to be you. Yeah. People going to use this bug in the future? It feels too niche to be used. It feels like just one of those, like, they made a mistake. Although it is interesting to, like, think about making that mistake. Like, how did you make that mistake? You know, who implemented this and was like, we'll do it client-side. Fuck it. Auth client-side sounds like a really good idea. So that's funny, at least.
Yeah, so that was the first bug in the Postgres.
Yeah, there's a few more.
The second one was... if you try and look at some internal Postgres tables, you can get passwords for, like, user mappings to other Postgres systems.
That was like a that was a different thing with as a view, right? Yeah. So it's a if you normally you can't look at passwords.
Yeah.
But if you use a view, the view has permission to view those special tables, so you can extract the passwords.
Which is kind of similar to the last bug. So, like, all of these can be fixed, but this second one, you actually, the fix only fixes newly created stuff, and if you...
Because the permission's implemented in the view, I guess.
Yeah, so if you want to fix existing ones, you have to follow some steps, but they're in the release notes.
Which is great, like, who the hell is going to, like, if you just patch a box, you'll just be like, it's fixed, I'm sure it's fixed.
Yeah.
I don't know, any fix that relies on, like, also read the release notes and run this thing.
Yeah.
Seems dumb.
And so the last one was there's two functions, IOPUT and IOWRITE. IOWRITE checks for permissions. IOPUT does not.
Wow. So it's a funny set of bugs, like where someone was just like, I wonder if they're checking their permissions. They're not in three places.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of funny. It's kind of, this is a little like one of those bugs where does fuzzing find it? AFL wouldn't find this.
No, not really.
You could write a fuzzy to find it.
You can find, like, AFL is purely looking for crashes.
Yeah, memory corruption.
You could probably tune AFL to do something different.
Yeah, but these are the kind of bugs where, I don't know, they, like, kind of require someone to manually look.
Yeah.
Or to just, like, happen to be playing around and notice it, which most people don't, I guess.
Ooh, orange.
Nah, dude, come on. Look at your Keener's beans.
There's people, like, standing on the coin.
Yeah. The coin's so good. Oh, dude, I just...
See, you know how right at the start I said it sounded like you'd staged that guy?
Yeah.
How many coins have we had since then?
Zero.
It seem like you staged that?
You're making me nervous now. Like, maybe I accidentally staged it. Like, who did I know that guy? Was he a listener? Did he do this for us? We got one guy at the very start. So before we started talking, there was also one guy who
That was pretty funny.
He started laughing, so he clearly knew.
But then we were, like, worried that the coin was gone and, like, he was laughing because the,
like,
coin stuck to his hand.
Yeah, wouldn't that suck? You pick up a coin that's meant to be super glued down, but it's still wet, so it just, like, goes over your hand and you're like, oh, crap.
Is it against the law for a person crossing a red man? Is it a red man or a red woman? It's interesting you talk about red man and red woman. So around Wellington, we actually have different...
A lot of Indians.
Green man. What?
Don't worry.
Wow, that... I'm just
I'm reading Tintin. I've been reading Tintin lately.
Oh, yeah, the red peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tintin is really
that
racist.
Came out a lot differently. Just FYI.
Okay. Well, that was what I was meaning, actually.
Around Wellington, we have a lot of Indian.
Yeah, because red. You were saying, like, red man, red woman, and I was thinking Tintin, like, red Indian.
Anyway, stepping racism aside, Wellington actually does have a lot of green men that are different. So down by Parliament, we actually have a green woman.
They're actually green people. They're not green men.
Well, most of them are men still.
There's one in Cuba that's a...
Oh, yeah,
well,
it's
right?
Like a lady of the night, maybe.
Carmen.
It's Carmen.
Carmen.
Oh, I don't know.
Our co-worker's trying to explain it to... It's fine.
Yeah.
It's Carmen. Well, we all know Carmen.
And then down by Parliament, we've got, like, Kate Shepherd.
Yeah, Kate Shepherd. She did some stuff.
War Memorial. Did some stuff.
She did some stuff, you know. Did some stuff.
Yeah? Right.
What did the Green Man ever do for us?
Nothing, really.
So
well,
really, it should be Kate Shepherd all around New Zealand,
but
not Green Man.
But what's interesting is they didn't change the Red Man on any of these special ones. I think the other special one is by...
I thought they... Like
the War Memorial has, like, a soldier man.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen a special Red Man. But
no, there's no special Red Man. No, the Red Men are just red.
I thought that... I don't know. Okay, fine. I'll take your word for it. It is illegal to cross on a red, but it's kind of... Like I said last week, it's jaywalking. It's illegal like smoking weed is illegal. No one's going to get you for it. Just do it. Just do it.
Are there any clients in the office?
Not this time. No clients in the office this time.
Yeah, like we've got different stages of red as well.
What was that?
I thought someone was going down, but he was on a skateboard and he like just nearly bailed.
Maybe he hit the coin. I was like, oh Jesus.
I guess the man has an extra pixel. Alright. Yeah.
Okay, so it is illegal, yeah. But you know, who cares?
So I think we finished that.
The postgres one.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the postgres bugs, they're interesting bugs. They're the kind of bugs anyone can find as well. Like, you don't need to be a super pro, like, I can find bugs in everything. You just need to have the tenacity to look through 10,000 lines of code and I'm fine. It's just offering me a beer. You can tell the viewers. You could have just said, oh, yeah. Do you want a beer?
Yeah. Does anyone want a beer?
I'll be fine for now. I've got some left.
All right, that's
hurry fine. Back, though. I don't want to be left alone.
Well,
the next news story sucks. I want to skip that one. The next one sucks as well.
Well, you can take that.
Then the one after that's okay. But am I allowed to go out of order here?
We can go to the bus side again.
I don't really want to talk about them.
Well,
No, go and get the beer. I'll keep them going. Right. Keep them going. Where were we? Some people are posing stuff. Kate Shepherd, green light, push to continue. Yeah, there we are. We've got some stuff in the chat if you wanted to see our special green ladies around the city. So something else I wanted to talk about that I can talk about while Hugh's not here is the Carbon Black and Direct Defense fiasco, I guess we'll call it. So started with Carbon Black at Black Hat. They had a advertisement which was Carbon Black stops Mimikatz, which is a challenge for people, really. It's a challenge because anyone who looks at it is just going to be like, you know, does it really? So, you know, the devs went out and tried to they're using a fucking stapler to open beers in the office, and it's just fucking... Gee, I'm scared. I just use my keys. They're just there. Your sister, I think that is. Sorry, we just... Hugh's dealing with a phone call. Why are you holding the mic when you're on the phone?
Hey, where are you?
Oh, jeez.
Guns.
He's going to have to leave us again. Oh, what beer are we drinking? We are drinking the Wacky Changi.
Someone's coming down.
WAKACHANGI Lager. Wacky Changi.
We're also
nice
on the last one.
You've got my Tuatara. Did you put more in the fridge? On top of the fridge, there's like a bunch of Tuatara there. Dave's going to deal with that for us. The beer's actually kind of average. It's fine beer, but it makes me think of
Wacky Changi.
Yeah, it's like re-ratatouille. It just feels like an average beer.
Great Uncle Kenny's.
Great Uncle Kenny's. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know if I want to go to Great Uncle Kenny's and drink his delicious beer. You gonna jump back on the mic or what are you doing? He's putting the headphones on. I'm getting nervous. Just checking.
Yeah, I'm just checking how I'm talking.
Okay. I feel trapped in now. Okay, can we?
Oh, do you want to?
No, the headphones cables. Yeah. Okay, there we are. We don't have a very professional setup here, so.
An amazing setup. Has any reds happened since I've?
I wasn't looking. You distracted me when I thought I was going to die from the bottle top. It was crazy.
Can you drink beer legally on buses? I don't think you can, but I have done in other countries.
No, it is legal on buses. It's not allowed on the Wellington buses. So right, if you hire a bus, you totally can.
Yeah, so that's a policy thing.
Yeah, so it's like a terms of service thing. They'll kick you off if you do it.
Because I've definitely done it. Like, I think it was in Spain and we made some like Spanish friends.
That doesn't mean it's allowed in Spain. It just means you did it in Spain.
Yeah. Didn't get told off.
We got a Spanish story this week, actually.
They might have told me off.
Yeah, in Spanish. And you'd just be like, oh, geez, I don't know.
I don't know. We made a lot of friends. We just had like a box of beers and we're like, anyone else want any? And everyone's like, what the fuck? Just commuting home. And like, yeah.
Buses, the friend maker. If you want to make friends, just go on buses.
What have I missed?
The carbon black thing, anyway. We'll talk about that. Blah, blah, blah. Mimi cats, blah, blah, blah. And eventually they posted on Twitter being like, it doesn't actually stop it at all. You know, like it doesn't help. So carbon black, sham. Now, it looks like another company called Direct Defense jumped into this. I don't know. They're dumb. They jumped in and they tried to make a blog post where they basically said, oh my God, carbon black uploads all of your viruses and anything you try and scan to VirusTotal. They didn't name VirusTotal, but they said it anyway. And they're like, Oh my God.
Can we get this?
There's one behind the camera.
He's not moving.
Okay, you're going to run people over if he goes now. You're just going to make it fall. You need to go up there if you want to adjust it. You were saying, and there you are.
Yeah, there we go.
He was there the entire time.
Two?
There's two.
No, there's only two.
It was the first one, and that was blocking cars as well. Yeah. Like, all these walkers have to go around now. So, geez.
Jesus.
See, this is
so
how
if
they.
If anyone's interested, that's route number 10 at
bus number 340.
340. No number plate. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, I mean, get that
even real life's quite hard.
Yeah.
Any coinage? Oh, this girl. This girl. Well, what's she doing?
Just look with your eyes. It's way better. She's just hugging someone.
I find it easier to look there. What beer are we drinking?
Oh, the Wakachangi, we talked about it.
Yeah, why don't we have light rail? Like
in Wellington?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, they don't like rail, I guess. Do we need it? Like, our buses are fairly effective. And you can't really expand the bus routes in Wellington because they don't go anywhere. Like, we can't.
Oh yes! We got another
one. Oh, that's pretty bad. This is just a good week for the bus factor.
We've had such
a
bad
Are we gonna
run.
Get double digits?
We might hit double digits.
Double digits. What time are we? We're 50 minutes left at least. Jeez, I want more coinage. Coinage, people.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Carbon black. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so they were basically saying it uploads everything to the internet. They used like a funny term. I don't have it on me. They're like, it's basically a malware botnet that uploads all your private data to the internet and you can't turn it off. It's like it's malware, man.
Sounds pretty bad.
It does sound pretty bad. And everyone retweeted it. Everyone retweeted it and was like, oh my goodness, that's messed up, man. And they retweeted it and they were getting all angry on Twitter. And then the Carbon Black company came out and was like, that option's off by default.
Did someone get run over?
I didn't see him. People always almost get run over. I didn't see anyone in particular. I didn't see anyone jump. You know, that's my threshold.
They're backed up still.
Yeah, backed up still. It's good. It's a good sign.
Where are the buses? Come on.
Gives
us some buses. There's a Turner.
I got to finish my story. Anyway, Carbon Black came out and they were all just like, oh, that option's turned off by default. You have to explicitly turn it on. And when you turn it on, we got walkers, so nah. When you turn it on, there's a bunch of privacy warnings that pop up being like, hey, this uploads everything to the internet. So I guess the moral of the story is don't be fucking shit cunts on the internet and lie to try and get your like antivirus product all up there. Because they're a direct competitor to Carbon Black. And I guess they were like, hey, if we lie a bunch, Do you reckon we'll get lots of business? So, I don't know.
Oh, what
don't be shitty on
things?
The internet.
We got some blue thing movers.
Blue thing movers? I'm not shitty on the... My boss is accusing me of being shitty on the internet. I don't know what he's talking about. Shitty in real life, maybe. You see that coin over there?
Wait, so did you just skip the...
I told you, I didn't want to talk about the other ones. Like, they weren't interesting to me.
All right, fair enough.
This was the only one I knew enough about to, like, talk by while you were getting fucking beer. You left me. You abandoned me. It was scary. There were buses coming at me, and I fucking was getting scared. Lights flashing at me.
I've been shitty on a bus. I haven't taken a shit on a bus. I actually got kicked off a bus once.
Did you take a shit on it?
No. I was...
You're being a shit on it.
I had my phone up.
Oh, yeah, you were told this story on the show before you did.
Oh,
right?
Have we?
Yeah, you have.
Fine, then. I won't tell it again.
Hugh has a thing where he tells stories multiple times. Like, a lot.
Oh, never. Oh, this is going to happen.
You're not. Nah, nah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, but see,
oh,
look.
Yeah.
Boom.
Red,
done.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah.
One more?
Nah. Yeah.
All right, double digits.
Double digits. It's pretty good.
Welcome to double digits, people.
I think it's the first time we've had it, right? I think it is a record. Yeah, it's the highest.
Well, this is a record of us filming and podcasting.
Yeah, I feel like we've probably had 10 while not filming before. But 10's pretty good.
I've needed to pee pretty badly on a train once.
Did you just go and pee?
Well, I used to live like an hour up north in the coast, and there's no toilets on one side of the country, but there are on
the
other.
But is there toilets on the train?
No. So if you go to Marsden, same length of time as going to Waikanae.
Mm-hmm.
Marsden trains have toilets.
Waikanae doesn't.
Waikanae doesn't.
Wow.
Different distance.
Not as far distance.
Time.
Yeah. That's...
Which you would think
it's one of my worst
schedules
fears.
Would be based on time, not distance.
That's one of my worst fears, going on a train and not being able to piss. And just, what do? You just piss on the train? Do you get off at the stop and just can't piss and die? Who knows? It'd be fucking horrible.
Yeah, I'd had like 3 beers and I jumped on the train because I was running late. And I was like,
you didn't piss before you
fuck.
Got on. Yeah. What did you do? You just held it in?
I held it in. Then I should have walked half an hour. Oh, I'm going to call this.
Nah.
Hey, Pete, walkers are having to walk around.
Yeah, but like, did he go through a red light?
He went into an intersection where there wasn't space on the other side.
Yeah, okay.
Technically.
Yeah. The reason I think we're getting so much this week, though, is because we're being more lenient. We're
I think even if we take the lenient ones out.
Yeah, there's probably like maybe
we're
3 lenient ones. We're still doing more, yeah. Why no coin people? We need to send someone down to check it. Have we got any volunteers to go down and check for coins?
Hey, Jane, do you want to go down to the street and try and pick up some money?
What? She needs to get it. Oh, yeah, we can give you one of those.
Ooh, can we?
This will get you to the door. So that will, you know, there's a buzzer downstairs.
Oh, yeah, we do actually have those tags.
Buzz
in
to get into that part, and then you can also use that in the lift or any of the other doors. You have to knock on the door. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually kind of handy.
Yeah, you should. Do you know where the coin is?
Oh, how do you know?
Yeah, but do you know like will you we be able to find it when you look down there?
Oh, people are pointing at us. Oh, it's your friend. It's
What's
your friend.
Oh, yeah.
It's our speaker from a couple of weeks
look
ago.
Down,
look down. Yeah, look down. Look down. Look down. Look down. Look down.
Can I ring him?
Yeah,
can
ring
him.
Ring him.
He's too far. He's too far.
Ring him.
How do I
ring him. God.
Yeah,
like,
where is he? Where is he?
Gotta turn her, turn her, turn her. Nothing more.
It's too far. I think I shouldn't ring him now.
All right. I'm going
down. Call him.
We'll send Jean down. She can.
Call him and he'll be like, why are you calling me?
It's way too far. Anyway, there was a guest speaker from the week,
yeah, that
actually.
Was actually Fincham, our guest speaker from a couple of weeks ago.
He clearly didn't look down, but he did wave. So that's clearly we're also really visible because he was looking. He was like, yeah, okay, we can see them.
That clearly shows that you didn't stage that first coin. Or
how does it show that I didn't stage
the first coin? Well, because you've sent someone down that you know and they didn't pick up the coin.
I didn't send him down.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Think what our listeners are thinking.
You conspiracy theory. You've kind of lost me. Okay,
oh,
so
apparently I'm a lawful good.
Lawful good, you
and
reckon?
You're chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral. I prefer to think of myself as like chaotic good, but
why am I lawful good? I don't. I suppose I
you
uphold
are,
the laws of fucking everything.
She's wearing the hoodie, right?
I also break.
She's
the
looking.
Laws.
She's looking.
Oh, is that Jean?
Yeah. She can't see it.
Hey, Jean.
I don't think it's not down there.
Oh, fuck. Is it gone?
Is it gone?
If it's gone,
oh,
it would have been
goodness.
That guy from the...
The guy,
first.
The first guy? She, yeah. she's not looking in the right spot. Yeah, yeah, come on. It's more towards us. Come on. Nah, I think it must be gone.
Oh my God.
Is it gone?
We need
someone
to go.
Get the super glue. Scooch, come on.
We are going to have to watch the stream to work out when that
I guess
came
it
back.
Just vanished. Yeah, no, because she would have found it by now, right?
Yeah, I like how people think that I'm lawful good because running. I love laws, but I also break laws all the time.
You get angry about other people breaking laws, though. I'm allowed to break the law.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, anyone can break the law, man. It's about doing the right thing that matters.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that. I'll break the law, but I'll uphold the laws that are good.
Yeah, whatever. I don't believe in the law. I think the law is like a bullshit thing. Like I said it earlier in the show. If a law stops you doing the right thing, which they often do, fuck the law, you know? Like, there's a little point to it.
Yeah.
There's a point to it. I just, you know.
Right, so we have coin stoppers at one and the coin...
The coin vanished, I guess, the first guy. That's really annoying.
We need to watch again to see.
There's only a little bit left in the stream, so, like, we'll have to, like, do it again next week, I guess. We've got the super glue still, right? Where did it go?
You just knocked it over.
Oh, yeah, there we are.
You were terrible at knocking over.
Hey, do you want to put some on your hand? Okay.
Oh, yeah, and you're saying that I knocked over the last beer that you knocked over.
Oh, it smells really good, actually. Oh, yeah, you can... you know when you can like tell it's really good stuff.
Oh, that's a good quote. Morality shapes our laws. Our laws don't shape our morality.
Well, that's not actually true for a bunch of people. Like, that's the whole argument from, you know, the thing... it's a fallacy. When they're like, it's illegal, therefore it's bad. So, yeah. Like, that's how it should be. That's not how it is. A bunch of people are dumb and they think that the laws... shape our morality. Like, you should follow the law.
Oh, I mean, there's even like so many stories about when I was in the States, but we don't have enough time.
Okay, well, do we have any news we want to talk about?
So you skipped two of them and we went to that one.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about dildos or go back up?
The dildo things, I will talk about it briefly. Someone made a thing where you control a dildo. A securely controlled dildo using Ricochet, which is based on Tor. So it's like, I didn't actually read the story.
One vote for dildo.
One vote for dildos. Well, let's talk about it. So you know how you can tell the dildo next? You control the dildo over the internet, right?
Oh my God, the stream is down as soon as we talk about dildos.
Okay. We should be back now.
Are we back?
We don't know what happened. OBS just spazzed out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have a word filter on dildo, dildo, dildo.
Dildos. But,
as we mentioned, dildos, the OBS like crashed. It didn't crash exactly. It kind of crashed. So the idea is that telly dildonics, you control your dildos over the internet, right? So
the stream's down there.
It's not.
Oh, I thought it. Died because he said dildo again.
You scrub. The idea is, you know, you shove a dildo in your partner and you go across the world and they're sleeping and bam, you turn it up to 11 and they wake up. Dildos. But problem is, they're not secure. What happens if a hacker hacks into your dildos and turns it on when you're not expecting it? Or turns it off?
How will you feel vibrating if a hacker's getting you off? Or not.
Oh, that could be like a thing, like open your dildo up to it's like cam girls, I guess. You open your dildo up to the internet and you're like, turn it on whenever you want. Like, I know what would happen though. People just set it to 11 and leave it. But
11
anyway,
is the biggest.
It's supposedly controlling it over Ricochet, which is based on the Tor network. It's a chat program. It's actually super cool. Ricochet is my favorite chat program in general, not just of secure chat programs. I prefer Ricochet for one-to-one chat than any other program I've ever used.
Oh, yeah.
Signal is a piece of shit compared to Ricochet.
Yeah, Signal, like, it's got a lot of issues. I mean, it does work quite nice on the phone, but then...
It works okay on the phone. It's not nice on the phone.
Yeah.
Does
Ricochet work on the phone?
No, Ricochet doesn't have a phone client. Or at least
so
not that I'm aware
it
of.
It works better, right?
It works better?
Than Ricochet. Signal works better.
On the phone?
Yeah.
It doesn't work on the phone.
You've got a smartphone now.
It's like, is zero better than one better than null? Like, I mean, that's not really defined, right? You haven't defined whether one's better in that case. But Ricochet is my favorite chat program, so it's interesting using the control dildos. It's like a nice platform if you do want to just have a communications channel.
Yeah.
That's funny. Anyway, dildos. I guess you want them to be secure. I guess the important thing is, like, you don't want people to know you have a fucking dildo, do you? Like, hey, I saw a bunch of dildos from your connection. Like, that's probably what you want to stop people knowing about.
The stream is
I've never found a dildo in a flatmate's bed. Because I tend not to look in their bed for dildos. I'm not going to just like, oh, I wonder what's in my flatmate's bed. Oh, dildo. Wow. What a naughty flatmate. Try and avoid that.
Oh, wow. We, Liam's worked out. We hacked them.
That we're what, sorry?
Hacked them.
My laptop had the same. Oh, when we got hacked? Dun, 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 dun.
Do you not
dun.
Remember? We killed the stream.
We killed the stream.
Liam.
Oh, hacked Liam. Okay.
And then
I see what you're saying. That was a long joke. But I get it.
Cool, cool.
Pigeon?
Haven't seen any pigeons tonight, have we?
Nah, no
or
pigeons.
Or any golden goose or geese?
Golden geese aren't very common. Oh, I can't believe the coin got vanished. It must have been that dude. He must have picked it up.
It might have been someone else. We might have just missed it.
Yeah, we'll rewatch the stream intently. Okay, so have we got any other real stories, InfoSec stories? Oh, there is. I reckon the Venezuelan one is actually kind of interesting.
Venezuelan? Do you want to get me my Spanish reading material?
Well, let's just open it on the laptop here. Yeah, we've got a laptop in front of us. Technology. It's called The Binary Guardians. Oh, what the fuck?
We've died again.
Okay.
Hello.
Turns out, let's just restart that. Sorry, we're just getting the chat back. Our entire office network has just gone down. So we're currently streaming over 3G.
4G
LTE. My boss pays for my internet, so sucks to be him. In light of that, though, our entire office internet going we're probably going to end the stream here, and we'll come back next week. The last story was the Guardians, the Binary Guardians. Venezuelan, jeez, he's being mean to me. The Binary Guardians, Venezuelan people who, Venezuelan government says they're probably nation state backed. And they're like, no, we're just a bunch of people who don't want the Venezuelan government to do bad stuff. Do you want to read it out or do you just end it? Because the longer we take, the longer, more Sai has to pay. So it's
all right, fair enough. Nosotros somos un grupo de analistas de seguridad informática.
They have a website up. It's like gush.ungen. Just search the Binary Guardians and you'll find their website.
And you get it.
Okay, so let's play the outro song. Sorry about this, guys. Hopefully the office network, I'm kind of the person who has to fix it. So hopefully after this we'll get it fixed. This is one of the problems with doing a live show. Also, we're going to set up a Patreon. So if you guys want to pay money for us to get better internet, probably one that, or at least redundant internet,
or a bunch of stuff like a regular window clean,
camera, better internet,
more pigeons,
custom recorded intro / outro,
more coins
for $6,000 a week. If you can get $6,000 a week, we will go full time Bus Factor. So, if you guys know, we want that.
If you
want
to do it,
okay. So, sorry about the ending, but I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Bus Factor, and we will catch you next week.
So our outro is PLO.
Vingabus.
Vingabus.